Unprompted introduction.
Today we're going to talk about the recent festival we've been having last month, and I was part of the organized people and
the management committee.
And the management committee.
We're going to talk about
like how hard it was doing it, but also how easy it can be to be a manager at a festival.
How easy it can be?
It can be.
All right. Let's. So what was easy about it?
So some of the things were quite easy. So
I suppose maybe we should start by saying just what did you do? Because you did loads in this festival.
So I did the management team. I've also did a video on the cooking, where you can see that on our website at Out the Box something. I can't remember what the website's
called. We'll put a link in.
We'll put a link in
for
that. But I did that, and then I've also, a couple of weeks, last week and the week before, we've been finishing off some of the audio bites for, like, in between
well, it's kind of like we had a timetable, didn't we?
Yes.
So and then we had I suppose like mini events throughout the day, and then we had a bit of story narrative that goes all the way through the day, and Joe was narrating the whole day.
Yeah, which hurt my voice a little bit, but luckily I had a bit of water, so that was good.
It was quite an impressive narrator's voice, wasn't it? All right. So you did loads of things. So should we start with the management stuff then? So what did you do?
So me, Rachel, and Abby managed kind of the whole festival. So talking to people about the videos and deadlines. Also advertising it. We also kept the Tuesday team up to date on how the festival was going, things like that, really. So we did that, but also we just had a chat about, on some of the days we did do it, we had a chat about what we needed to do later on, because obviously
it's almost like trying to break it down.
Yeah, because we needed it done by the 29th, which is today when we're doing the podcast.
As we're recording, the festival's going on right now.
Yeah.
So we're sort of between Abby's aerobics and the lunch session, I think.
No, we'll be...
Is it your cooking with Joe?
No, be cooking with me.
We're talking with Joe instead.
So, other things was... We also talked about...
How did you find doing things like setting deadlines for people?
It was quite easy because quite a lot of the people at Turning Tides are quite prompt. It was quite hard because we also had other things going on. So other people had like their one-to-ones with people, and there were, I don't think, there might have been other projects going on, things like that. So we had to kind of just say to people, sorry, can you stop that? Or do you have time to do something for the festival? As we only had a couple of weeks, really.
Oh, we've been doing it for a long time.
We've been doing it for a long time, but editing takes a long time.
Yeah.
Because we've got quite a lot of things. So we've got like music, cooking, loads of different things. So
I suppose you had to go right from the very beginning, wouldn't it? Even coming up with the idea of
what the logo looked like.
And the festival itself.
And the festival itself. Because as everyone knows, a festival has to be probably have a kind of like a timeline kind of sort of thing, because otherwise people won't know what's going on. So
that's true.
But with ours, because it's in this year, all of our stuff is online, and hopefully, fingers crossed, next year we'll have a official real festival at Turning Tides.
That'd be great. Do you think that's going to be harder or easier than an online
festival?
It'd
be interesting because depending on how it is next year or the year after, it can be harder because you have to organise people to actually be there probably on the day, because most of the things have to be live.
Yeah.
Most likely, unless we're doing it on a couple of days, because the festival we did this year is only one day, so
yeah,
we might be like some other festivals like Glastonbury that does like a couple of days. Or
you
want to
do like a full weekend?
Well, we could. I don't know.
I like your ambition.
But hopefully that could happen. So we've got that, and then I guess it would be hard because you have to organise maybe like bands and maybe food places. I don't know, stuff like that. Really,
that's true.
So it's a bit more organisation, but as ours is a virtual festival, we luckily could do pre-record. So I pre-recorded my cooking in August. Some other people, like Abby's aerobics, she did it this morning. Mm-hmm. So that was good. But most of it was pre-recorded, as quite a lot of people were busy on the day. So
yeah.
Hopefully, if we do a real, or if we do official festival, which isn't virtual, hopefully we'll have enough people to have
there. Just to be there, won't it?
Because, so that'd be interesting. So.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So do you want to talk a bit about your actual cooking section then? So why did you do a cooking section? Well, if people haven't seen it yet, what is your cooking section of the festival?
So the story goes that Tarragon, one of our dragons at Turning Tides, meets his cousin Ostinato in Puglio
in Italy.
Persuades him to come over here, and they have a kind of adventure. So you can hear all about that in the festival bites. But one of their things was they were a bit hungry, and we know that Tarragon doesn't like vegan cheese because all our dragons here are vegan. So
this all sounds ridiculous if you don't know the story.
Yeah.
but your actual cooking section then?
So we didn't do pizza, which was like, so we did a Italian dish, so we did just a vegetarian spaghetti. So we chopped some veg, and that was mostly it. But also we also talked about like lockdown in general, but also about cooking, because as the viewers know, at lockdown, quite a lot of things you used to buy were a bit harder. So, for example,
it was a bit harder
milk and bread. But also, for me, it was trying to find coconut milk for my curry. So it was very interesting that some of those things disappeared out of the supermarket.
You just couldn't find it.
No.
Couldn't find it anywhere.
Which was interesting. So we talked about that, but also talked about how interesting it was, because obviously people have to improvise about cooking in lockdown, because
true. So sort of finding whatever you've
stuff from your cupboards and other things.
Yeah.
Just checking that, really, because obviously we had that time where we could only go out like once a day. So we had to kind of be smart about it.
Yeah. And you found most of your ingredients for the dish?
So luckily we've got a garden at Turning Tides called Four Meals. So we got some of our produce. So I think we got the courgettes, chard, and a couple of other things.
Did you use any of the tomatoes?
I don't think we did yet, not because anymore. That was later in the year.
Yeah.
But so we did that, but also we just talked about lockdown in general, how we've coped with it. So that was really interesting, because obviously we heard from Tom, who's one of the staff here, about his lockdown. And obviously, I don't, people might not know, but Turning Tides has kind of still been going through lockdown. So we've had our sessions every week still on Zoom, and we're still doing it now. So
I think that was a lot of the inspiration for the festival itself, wasn't it?
Just learning about different ways, because at the start, everyone didn't know how to do these Zooms and other things in virtuality.
Yeah. So that's been a big learning curve, though, isn't it?
I also did the little sound bites, so
yeah, that was interesting.
Because I wanted to sound like one of those characters from like those trailers and doing like a low voice.
Like a big imposing kind of
mysterious character. So we talked about...
So what did we have to do? We had to get a script.
We made a script because we couldn't probably just say it
off
the top of our heads. So...
then we had to set up like a...
We had to set up a place. But it worked out very well and...
I think it sounds good.
Yeah.
So that was a way of making the story a bit more accessible as well, wasn't it?
Because
on the website, we've got it written down too.
We've got it written down, but also people who maybe are blind can hear it, and people who are deaf can see it. So we just thought the inclusivity of it all. would be good.
Yeah,
because that's what Turning Tides is all about.
Oh, Joe, that's nice. That is nice. All right. What about the festival thing? If you maybe we'll start to wrap this little bit up, because we talked for ages now. It's been interesting to hear what do you think was. So maybe say, what did you most enjoy about organising it, and do you think there's anything you would do differently? Is there anything you do differently? Start with that one.
I think the interesting thing I would do differently is maybe have a bit more of like a deadline, because at the end we weren't rushing, but we were trying to get things done quite quickly, and I feel like that wasn't such a good idea, but luckily it went well. So
But that's, I think that's really important, though, isn't it? And that's something you could do
next
in other
year.
Parts of life as well.
Yeah, because definitely rushing things doesn't help. So
no.
If you're going, like my dad sometimes, or my mum goes to shop and they forget their shopping bag and they have to buy a plastic one, and that's not so good. So just forgetting things isn't really good to do.
No. I suppose it's the same as you, because you're going to do your college stuff now as well.
Yeah.
So thinking, if you've got a deadline,
yeah,
maybe plan like a few weeks ahead.
Definitely.
Yeah. But that's cool. So what do you enjoy the most though? And what do you think was like the best thing?
I think the interesting thing was doing like the logo. So that was quite interesting. Also just, I really enjoyed like the start of it all, because I felt like the other, like in more in the middle of it, it got quite tiring because it was quite a lot of repetitive stuff. So, but
yeah. So but that initial coming up with like the ideas and
yeah. So I actually really enjoyed like the ideas a bit more than just saying to people, get on with your work, really. So yeah.
Yeah, but it's good though, because I suppose you get to see the process of like how, I guess that's how all,
yeah, definitely
all things work, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the really exciting ideas bit, and then it's the making it happen yeah. bit. Yeah. Would you do it again then?
Depends on if it's a virtual festival or not.
Oh.
But probably yes, I would do it because it was a lot of fun.
Good. Anything else?
Don't think so.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. And we'll speak to you soon. Obviously, go check out Joe's cooking video and the whole narration,
festival.
The whole festival itself, which is up and ready for you all now. Bye.
So, next up, I was going to ask a couple of questions about the planning for the festival. So, I think I'll direct these at you, Ivy.
Okay.
What was the hardest thing about organising the festival?
Hardest thing about planning a festival? Probably keeping everything within the time frames, like getting everything done within time frames is like really difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you enjoy about organising the festival?
Learning new skills is one of them.
Mm-hmm. What skills in
particular? I edited my own video for it, so yeah. Learning the skill of editing.
Yeah, nice.
Editing, yeah, that's the right word.
Yeah.
Was really fun. And like to be able to work as a team to create something that like ended up as a really good end product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Do you think you're doing anything differently? If so, what would that be?
I don't know, I probably have like more time, because and obviously having it live, so more people will be engaged rather than on the internet, because people can watch it whenever they want, and it's not really fun because we're not sharing experiences with each other as much as we would.
If we were live. Yeah.
So I definitely think when it comes to planning the live one, that will be more engaging for everyone.
Yeah.
And I definitely think we can have more people join in, because they can go, let's do this, let's have fun.
And also with like a virtual festival, it's sometimes quite hard to see how many people are there sort of engaging with them. Like whereas with a live festival, you'd have people physically in the space. See an audience, but with this it's more of an invisible sort of audience, isn't it? That leads us to the next question, kind of. What do you think the difference between organising a virtual festival and a real festival is?
I think the difference would be you wouldn't have to calculate all the like tech, getting all the tech sorted, getting it all edited in time. So you wouldn't have that problem. And I think the times might be a bit more lenient, or maybe in a level scale a bit harder, because it's not as easy to push back as a virtual festival would be if you had to push it back, because you could just say it's been redone till that day, so come and visit our website on that day. Whereas if it was a live one, you can't really push it back, because it's like people are expecting to come on that day, and it off for that day. So
And with the virtual one, it's sort of like always there as well, as long as it's on the website, I guess.
Yeah.
So you can do it anytime you like, so it's a bit more flexible.
Yeah.
Thank you, Abby. Shall I open it up to the up to the room then? What was the hardest thing, do you reckon, about organising the virtual festival?
I suppose it's been a really long process, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I suppose right from the very beginning, like working out what a virtual festival even is and how you could do it and what that would be like. That was quite difficult, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. It's doing the unknown.
Yeah.
Something that we've not done before and something that's relatively new and popular. It's probably been happening for a while, but in terms of the popularity, obviously, throughout lockdown and summer in particular, where festivals were taking place,
mm-hmm.
it's become a lot more popular. But before that, it was kind of just stepping into the unknown and creating something that's very much us,
mm-hmm.
and making that work.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what about you, though? Because obviously you've done a lot of the techie stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've not really done any sort of like web stuff before, so that was sort of a new thing for me. But it's a good way to learn it because we're doing it like using it in a practical sort of way. Like, I think learning it on the fly sort of thing was quite a good thing because just like I had to work out the sort of practical aspects of it.
Yeah, so you sort of had things that you needed or wanted to do, you could almost like work backwards and go, right, or how do I actually...
Is that
I had like a focus to the things rather than...
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's exactly what I mean. I just had to think about what you're saying then. Yes, that's it, pretty much.
I suppose it was also trying to work out, wasn't it? Like, I suppose what we wanted to do with it. So that it covers like all the aspects, I suppose, of the turning tides, like you said a minute ago.
Yeah.
And then working out how best to do that, I suppose.
Yeah, to keep it something that's us, keep it something that's accessible as well.
Mm-hmm.
Something that people can access.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing about it is obviously not everybody's going to be free for a whole day on Tuesday, so it's quite nice that all of it will still be available from our website.
Yeah.
I think that makes that much more accessible.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And we would love to bring the festival to life. So that's this is just us dipping our toes in the water,
thanks,
isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose it's almost as well. It could be like
an introduction,
can it? To the turning tides for people that haven't
like
in the future. You go, so what do you do? What are you about?
Mm.
You could always point them to the festival page.
Festival,
yeah.
Be like, have a look at that.
Yeah.
We do all sorts.
Yeah, and it shows, doesn't it, quite clearly all of the different things that we do.
Yeah.
Do you want another question?
Yeah.
Go on.
What did you most enjoy about organising the festival?
But organising the festival? Tonight?
Oh, really?
Morning.
You enjoyed doing the exercise?
Doing the
exercise.
Yeah!
That's cool. What about the stuff before? You did some stuff with Sam, didn't you?
And you were in the film.
Which one?
The final finale film. You were doing the dancing, weren't you?
Yeah.
Mirror.
Yes. Yeah, in front of the mirror.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
What did you enjoy about doing that?
Dancing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you like being filmed?
Yeah.
What else?
You did the speaking last week as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
We recorded your voice?
Yeah.
To go over the film?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Alright.
Mm. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that day as well.
For 4 mils?
Yeah.
Tom
Salmon. The impromptu.
Yeah,
you were in a little bit of it with Auntie.
Yeah, but I missed everything else. I was really stuck at that.
Yeah, teamy.
I think that was quite good because, again, it was kind of. It wasn't really. Well, like it was planned, but we didn't plan to do it that day, so it was interesting trying to. Wednesday. Yeah, on the afternoon.
What have I enjoyed about the process? I've enjoyed because it's a lot of the stuff that we already do, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the Turning Tides sessions. It's what we do. It's what we're about.
Yeah.
What's been really nice about creating the films for the festival is that it's been like everybody's celebrating that and seeing people sort of have confidence with what they're doing in standing in front of a camera and talking about it and delivering a session with somebody. And I think it's just, that's been really nice.
Yeah.
I think with the writing, the story writing bit of it was really hard, but it was really good in the sense of like having that thing with the page turners thing, and then everybody kind of contributing little bits, and then you tell it to someone, and they go, "Oh, let's add this bit, or let's do this bit to make this work," and then you take it, and it felt very collaborative over a long period of time.
I think that's it, and I think it's been really nice. Like on the Tuesday sessions, to have basically Abby and Joe leading the Tuesday sessions.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's been really nice. It's nice that you guys have taken ownership and you've made it something like really cool.
Yeah.
It's been really collaborative and I've really enjoyed that.
Should
we do it from the other side as well? What's the It might not be useful, but you could always cut out. What's the thing you've least enjoyed about the festival?
The stress.
Oh, you can do.
Stress? What's been stressful?
It's like the fact of the deadlines and making sure it was all done and making sure everything was where it needed to be. And of course, hitting the roadblock of one of our videos can't be shown because of copyright.
Yeah.
You've nodded your head.
But I'm easily an easily
the pinging of the WhatsApp group at night
time. Oh, that's true. I think Joe was saying something about that earlier. He was talking about the, like, he really liked the, and this is in the podcast anyway, but he said he really liked the initial planning bit. He was like, you know, but the middle bit not so much, like making the stuff happen, like giving people deadlines and making sure they meet deadlines.
Guess it's like easy to come up with an idea, but then the bit in the middle is doing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the hardest bit.
And relying on other people.
To do
and
things.
You know, you set people up to do stuff, and when it's done, that's amazing. When it's not done, that's really hard.
But do you think, Abby, do you think you've learned a bit from that though?
Yeah.
What do you think you've learned from that process in general?
That not everything's going to be super easy.
Yeah.
Like, there is going to be things like that get really like, oh, I can't do this.
But
just work through it, and like, because in the end, you end up with something amazing.
So, do you reckon that'll help for other things?
Yeah.
What would you do differently? If you. Or would you do anything differently? If so, what would that be?
I would do it on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're hosting the day.
Yeah. We did want to move it because the date was already set.
Yeah.
And it makes sense to do it on a Tuesday, but I think...
Most people probably back in work now or school.
Yeah.
Which is...
Sucky.
But then again, it's always there.
Yeah, totally.
Go back and look at it.
Yeah.
I suppose that was part of the problem as well, wasn't it? Is that obviously we were planning a lot of this...
For us being in lockdown.
Know what was happening.
Yeah.
Do we know now what's going on with the whole lockdown thing?
Not really.
No. Lockdown.
Yeah. I don't know. Would you do anything differently now that you're thinking about the
The moving the dates so it's a Saturday because I think more people would be free to engage. Even though quite a lot on the Saturdays, my little sister always complains about having too much homework, so yet again, it could be a problem if kids have got too much homework. Just the fact of maybe having like a bit more of a bigger team, maybe.
Do you know what,
more jobs to get done.
Do you know what I'd do differently? I'd make it a lot shorter and I'd make it all live.
Yeah,
maybe in like 2 or 3 hours instead of being over the whole day. I'd do like, we could have like 2 or 3 hours of like loads of things that might be a little
funner
probably,
things. Funner? That's
not necessarily the same sort of thing, but have it live, but doing a condensed a smaller space, so you can do it a lot quicker, and maybe like it'd be like a YouTube thing, so people would see it and could engage with it more directly, maybe than it being a lot of pre-recorded things throughout.
I think that was initially going to be the plan, was to do a lot of live stuff, wasn't it?
The plan was to have a live finale, but then that got completely cut because it was like, we ain't going to get it done. It's not going to get done.
It's just organised. I suppose it's organising so, people on the day. But yeah, maybe like you say, if you did it shorter, then that could be.
Would you want anything to be different about it?
No.
No?
No.
Alright.
You just quite liked it as it is.
Yeah. Well, I think today, like, even though it's meant to be a festival, it's been like any other day, like any other Tuesday.
I think it's a bit more fun.
I think the morning bit was a bit more engaging because, of course, the aerobics, like getting the energy.
I'm really tired now after doing.
But apart from that, I think it's a bit like how Tuesdays were. Before we started doing the like hour and a half Zoom sessions, like when before COVID struck, when we were all here, I feel like it's like that again.
Yeah.
But more.
That's nice though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, because like you're not sat at a computer screen for 1.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm dreading about next week, is like being back at the computer screen and like.
I kind of know what you mean though.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
It's been nice to actually. Talk to people more face to face and watch things and just chill out and be like, oh, I like doing that, I like creating that, and like figuring out what was right about the videos, what was wrong.
Of the stuff we've seen already, so we watched some of the video stuff up until lunch earlier.
Yeah.
What did you like about, what was your favourite thing from that, do you think?
Yeah, the gardening one. Sam Perkins, if you're listening to this, I love your voice. It's so soothing. You nearly sent me to sleep. But something about Sam's voice is just so, like, calming. It's like that motherly hush to it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, yes.
I liked that.
It
was almost like a bit of narration, wasn't it? Of how everything's
really
kind of changed. And,
it's really well. That part of that video is really put together, and, like, the way Sam's performed it, actually, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing
that. There's also interviews from other people in that video, and
it's
kind of like listening to a Radio 4 program.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We should get Sam on the podcast more.
That might be a good chat. What about you, Shel? What bits from the videos we watched this morning did that?
Chicken.
You liked the cooking,
Window
chain. The train. Oh yeah, the chains of the windows. I totally forgot when we were making that. I forgot about that.
Oh,
the train.
Yeah.
When I went to edit, I thought, oh god, there's train sounds on it, but it was all right.
Oh yeah.
I think the train sounds
give it the authentic. We're here. We're cooking
up
the tea rooms. Authentications.
Did you? What about the way Joe was in that video?
I think he presented himself really well. Like he's done stuff like that before, most definitely.
I haven't seen that bit yet.
No, Joe's presenting his style is really good.
Yeah.
He kept calm and he didn't think that.
Tea room. What was the other bit we watched? We watched another bit. We might not have watched it. A bit of the craft. We did watch.
You watched a bit of the craft. Well, I was there when it was being filmed, and like it was really fun because we were just working together to make a cute puppet. I think.
Yeah, they're there.
Yeah.
Oh, those puppets. Yeah,
they were good. Yeah, and it was fun seeing everyone. Put their own flair on it, so yeah, to see everyone join in and create something that they can say, I did this, and it's like, yeah, you did.
Yeah, that was nice. It was a good day.
And then the last question is, What do you think the difference between a organising, between a organising, let me start again. So the last question is,
yeah.
What do you think the difference between organising a virtual festival and a real, in inverted commas, festival? So a real festival, like a physical festival, what's the difference between...
One's physical and one's virtual.
Way.
I guess with a, like a live festival in person, everything is live and in person.
Mm.
No, you can have pre-recorded stuff to support the day. You can have video projections.
Yeah.
You can have, you know, a build-up like story thing to it.
Yeah.
But you're performing live. You're with people in the space, and you're live. You know, it's
more fun.
That's kind of what.
I guess it is. Why is it more fun?
Because you're able to like properly socialise with people face to face and actually see their body language better of how they're reacting to things.
That's true.
Because
with
a screen, you may just see their face, and some people don't express with their face. They express with their body language, and like it'll be good to see their body language as well as their facial expressions of whether they like it or not.
Gonna say some of it because some of the filming, a lot of the filming that I was part of anyway, we did all of it like in one take.
Yeah.
But I quite liked that because it almost had that like real performative bit rather than making it seem staged, so you're doing the same repeats over and over again. So like the storytelling, the puppet, you know, film thing.
There's a few funny outtakes on it.
Yeah, we didn't take anything out because that was your lovely idea, wasn't it?
I just wanted it all in because it was just ridiculous, and it's like, we could just change the speed, or we'll just see what happens, really.
Because
it was just so lovely and it was so funny filming it, and it was a bit like slapstick, wasn't it, at times? Because like, oh no, I need to be over here, but also my hands up here and I can't do that.
But it's quite nice because the story was improvised in the first place.
The story's amazing.
With the Kia. So I obviously didn't know he was going to do the voices. He just started doing voices that turned into a play rather than anything else. And then that was cool, doing the little hand movements and stuff. And then making all the props on the day as well.
Yeah.
I love the avocado.
The sheep falls in the bath.
What else would be different then? The live festival.
What would be different between... So you know when you go to Chagstock?
Yeah.
What would be different between that?
Music.
And this one, more music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is music in the virtual
room,
but obviously we haven't brought up to it at this point. But
when you go to Chagstock and you go and watch all the music.
Yeah.
Do you go with other people?
Yeah, mum.
You go with mum?
Yeah.
And with this one, you could, I guess you could watch it at home.
Yeah.
You could be on your own. This one, you don't have to camp in a field and get smelly. You could camp in a field and get smelly
and
enjoy the virtual festival.
Make a walk home.
Because it's very close to your house.
Camp in a field and get smelly.
Do you think it'd be harder to organise a real one?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
For example, you're doing like to send a letter to the council about like noise.
There's a lot more variables.
Cost, would it be something at cost? Because this one was free because
it wasn't
like,
free.
Was it not?
No,
that's what we got the answer.
It wasn't free at all. It still cost a lot of money to make.
Did you mean free as in admission?
This one is,
Whereas
the live one would probably need more funding, so more money, so which would lead to people having to pay admission probably.
Mm. I suppose you also got to then think about like catering, I suppose, and like all the expenses.
Yeah.
Toilets, like, electricity.
Because of course,
the
bit was
at
4 mils. We have our toilets,
but
they're 4 mils.
Generators.
And then the other thing is that
yeah.
there's a lot of unpredictable things. So with planning a virtual festival, your unpredictable things are people not getting their stuff done on time, people not starting their sessions on the right time, the internet not doing what you want it to, or technology not doing what you want it to. When you when you've got a live festival, you've got all of those things, and then people. People are just, you know, they're completely unpredictable.
Yeah.
Not necessarily douchebags, abs, they're just, people are unpredictable. People will do things that you don't expect them to do. And that will either be amazing, or it will be like, oh.
Awful.
So, I think, in that respect, the virtual stuff is a lot easier.
I suppose you've also got like things like the weather.
Yeah. Weather, loads of variables.
Yeah.
Science experiment.
So that'll be interesting to think about next year.
Yeah, security as well, that might be another thing that you don't need to take into account.
Do you think you'd want to do it next year? If we did a real one, would you want to help Abby?
Not yet, I think maybe if it was a little bit further on, because I don't think we're going to get our full lockdown much before middle of next year.
Oh, right.
But I think it's going
for at least another 6 months, apparently, isn't it? It's probably going to be a bit longer than that.
Yeah, I
would like to do it again, but maybe not as big of a role as I had. Because sometimes I felt myself like being like, I don't want to do anything, it's too much. Crying
but
to myself as my friend kept pinging.
Equally, do you not think, wow, you've done that?
Yeah, equally, with some things I do, like the editing and the seeing people enjoying the videos and having it all planned and the website looking amazing.
It's a good sense of achievement, though.
Sorry, that can go on a CV.
Go on.
I don't have any more questions, so... Thank you.